This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. election officials in key battleground states continue to press forward with vote counting 2 days after Election Day. Former Vice President Joe Biden is urging patience while President Donald Trump is pursuing legal options, insisting that the processing of ballots should be stopped.
I ask everyone to stay calm, all the people to stay calm. The process is working. The count is being completed. And we'll know very soon.
At the White House Thursday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said, without any evidence, that illegal votes are being counted, and that is why his margins are shrinking.
If you count the legal votes, I easily win. If you count the illegal votes, they can try to steal the election from us.
Biden appears to be pushing closer to winning the presidency, while Trump's path to re-election has become very narrow, though still possible. To stave off defeat, he needs victories in all four of the remaining battlegrounds, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada. The resurgence of coronavirus cases throughout Europe is putting new strains on the continent's health systems, while Greece announced a nationwide lockdown. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis said that he acted earlier than other European countries because Greece couldn't afford to wait as long to impose restrictions as others had. In England, thirsty drinkers guzzled their final freshly poured pints in a pub the day before the UK government imposed a one-month lockdown. The streets of London remained quiet and abandoned as Boris Johnson spoke to the English population.
In England, from today, we're once again asking you to stay at home.
In recent days, many European nations have reported their highest daily virus death tolls in months. Karen Chamas, London.
This